You're a night sky getaway.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gabby. Nothing is impossible to a willing heart. 愿你在这里遇见更优秀的自己。关注微信公众号 Gabby 英语，更多精彩内容等着你。Pull the brake on my
merry-go-round.You had a dream, you know, great. When you were 8, it was adorable. When you were 18, it was inspiring. At 28, it's officially embarrassing.
慢速版 You had a dream, you know, great. When you were 8, it was adorable. When you were 18, it was inspiring. At 28, it's officially embarrassing. Hello, everyone. 下面呢，我们一起来看一看今天的电影台词当中所出现的单词发音以及发音小技巧。You had a dream. 这里的 had 和 a 可以连读 had. You had a dream. Dream 它是一个长音的 e dream. You had a dream. 有梦想 You know, great. 这个地方的 you know 它其实呢就是一个语气词 You know, great.有梦想是很好的。You had a dream, you know, great. A 的双元音。Great. When you were eight. Eight, 这里呢是八岁。那么 were 和 eight 可以连读。Were eight, 当中呢轻微加了一个 r 的连读音。When you were eight. When you were eight. 当你八岁的时候 it was adorable. It 尾音的 t 可以被轻微释爆掉。It was adorable.Was 和 adorable 可以连读 Was adorable It was adorable When you were eight It was adorable
首先我们来看到 Adorable Adorable 这个单词作为形容词是表示可爱的 Adorable 那么它可以替换 cute 同样都是表示可爱的 Adorable
When you were eight It was adorable When you were 18同样的 were 和 18 可以连读 were 18当中有一个 r 的加音 were 18这个地方呢我们需要去注意18重音呢在后面 18 When you were 18 It was inspiring It 尾音的 t 同样可以被释爆掉 It was inspiring Was 和 inspiring 可以连读 was inspiringNo么这个地方我们来看到当中是一个 I 的双元音 inspiring. It was inspiring. 是非常的鼓舞人心的 inspiring. 形容词是表示鼓舞人心。When you were 18, it was inspiring. At 28, at 尾音的 t 可以被轻微的释爆掉。At 28, 20和 8 可以连读 28, 有一个 y 的加音。At 28, it's officially embarrassing. It's 和 officially, officially 可以连读 It's officially, it's officially. Officially, 我们来看到开头是一个半元音的 a. Officially, 副词是表示正式的。It's officially embarrassing. Embarrassing, 形容词呢是表示使人尴尬的、令人为难的。Embarrassing 结尾是一个后鼻音、embarrassing It's officially embarrassing 就是表示哈就非常的令人尴尬这个地方的 officially 它其实就是一个语气强调 You had a dream, you know, great When you were 8 It was adorable When you were 18 It was inspiring At 28It's officially embarrassing.
那么这句电影台词呢出自于一部非常好看的电影早间主播。那么在电影当中呢女主持人她是一家电视台的编辑但是由于她的节目收视率呢并不高而且电视台呢目前处于亏损的状态所以她就被辞退了。那一年呢她28岁那么她的妈妈呢一直就劝她说还是放弃这个职业吧。虽然做一名出色的编辑是他的梦想但是这个梦想并不容易实现于是呢他的妈妈就讲出了这样的一番话 但是好在这位女编辑呢并没有放弃她的梦想，在她的努力之下呢，最终竟然在她心仪的一家电视台成为了一个非常著名的女编辑。这部电影的话呢，整体节奏也是非常的轻快，很值得一看。下面呢，我们就来看一看今天的这一句电影台词当中我们可以使用到的一些语调技巧。 You had a dream, you know, great. 这个地方呢，我们会在 dream 上做一个重音助理。 You had a dream, you know, great. 同样结尾处 great 也是一个重音，那么想强调的是哈，有梦想是很好的。 You had a dream, you know, great. When you were eight, 这里强调的是年龄，所以年龄上做了一个重音处理。 When you were eight, it was adorable, 就是很了不起的 adorable 重音处理。 It was adorable. When you were 18, 同样 18 这里呢是表示时间段做重音。 It was inspiring. When you were 18, it was inspiring. 同样的 inspiring 是表示鼓舞人心做一个重音。 At 28,可到了28岁，那么这个地方其实体现了一点点质疑的状态哈。那么 28 可以用一个比较强烈的声调上去做重音处理。At 28, it's officially embarrassing. 结尾处呢想强调非常的尴尬，那么这个地方呢做重音就好。It's officially embarrassing. You had a dream, you know, great. When you were 8, it was adorable. When you were 18,It was inspiring. At 28, it's officially embarrassing.
今天我们学习到电影台词当中呢，有一些非常好的单词，比如说像 adorable, inspiring, 包括 embarrassing, officially, 这些单词的话呢，我们同学一定要多做记忆。
Anyway, dream is not about age. Having a dream is never embarrassing.
下面呢，我们就用到 embarrassing 这个单词来练习一个翻译。
We have all been in similar embarrassing situations. We have all been in similar embarrassing situations.
大家可以在留言之处写下翻译，锻炼一下翻译能力。今天电影台词你有学会了吗？喜欢 Gabby 节目的朋友记得点赞转发哦。关注微信公众号 Gabby 英语，更多精彩内容等着你。So much for today. See you tomorrow. Bye.